The Osgood Files, sponsored by the American Jewish Committee and by Hostway.com, your small business website hosting provider. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It turns out that in Vermont, no law prevents anyone from stripping naked and strutting across the village green. In fact, being nude is one of the few things you can do in Vermont without even filing an environmental impact statement. And that, my friends, is trouble. More after this for the American Jewish Committee. The problem in Brattleboro, Vermont, began with young people who got themselves thoroughly nude and then congregated unashamed in a downtown parking lot. Brattleboro resident Teresa Tony noticed it right away. Yes, and the only thing worse than having a good time in Brattleboro is having it nude. So the town attorney began drawing up anti-nudity legislation. And once the news got around, five young men deliberately stripped and planted themselves outside a bookstore and began flagrantly minding their own business as helpless police officers watched. Nudity, as it turns out, is Brattleboro's dark little secret. In fact, in 2003, to raise money, the Brattleboro Rotary Club produced the Men of Brattleboro calendar. 53 doctors, lawyers, and teachers posing on bikes, with golf clubs, even holding rifles. The shot for April featured Rotarians wearing only bunny ears. Keep in mind, Rotarians are routinely fined for not wearing their hello buttons. I've been to the meetings. I've seen it myself. And yet, the Rotary doesn't congregate naked downtown or people would have noticed. I'm with you, sister. Still, we have to face the fact. These are dangerous times. Naked is the new normal. What's the TSA? It's an entire federal agency dedicated to finding out what you look like naked. You are on the cutting edge, Brattleboro. The day is coming when nudity not only will be accepted, it will be your patriotic duty. The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Tuesday, August 22nd, 2006.